The new LifeSpring Family Bible, number 4. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that I'm here too. My name is Steve Webb. On this episode, we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 7 and 8 and Matthew chapter 5. And in case you're new to the show, I'm reading from a brand new version of the Bible, one that I am personally working on each and every day. It's called the LifeSpring Audio Bible, and you can read along on the show notes page at audiobible.lifespringmedia.com. Are you ready? Let's begin. Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and your family, because I have seen that you are righteous in this generation. Take 7 pairs, male and female, of every clean animal, and 1 pair of every unclean animal, male and female. Of birds of the air, take 7 pairs, male and female, to keep their species alive on the earth. In 7 days I will cause the rain to begin to fall, and it shall continue 40 days and 40 nights. Every living thing on the earth that I have created will be destroyed." And Noah did everything that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood covered the earth. Noah, his sons, his wives, and his sons' wives went into the ark to escape the flood. Clean and unclean animals, birds, and everything that moves on the earth, by 2 and 2, male and female, they boarded the ark with Noah as God had commanded him. After 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the springs of the great deep rushed to the surface, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain poured down on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that day, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, Noah's wife, and the wives of his 3 sons, boarded the ark. With them were every type of wild animal, every type of livestock, and every living thing that crawls upon the earth, and every type of bird, each one according to its species. They went to Noah and into the ark, 2 by 2, of every living animal that breathes. Those that entered went in, male and female, of every living animal, as God had commanded him. Then the Lord shut him in. The flood was on the earth for 40 days, and the waters rose and lifted the ark above the earth. And the waters were powerful and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. And the waters were very powerful on the earth, and all the high mountains under the whole heavens were covered. The water covered the mountains to a depth of more than 22 feet. All living things died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, wild animals, everything that crawls on the earth, and all mankind. Every living thing that breathed and lived on dry land died. Every living thing was destroyed. Man, livestock, the things which moved on the earth, the birds of the sky, all were wiped out from the surface of the earth. Only Noah and those with him survived. And the waters were powerful on the earth 150 days. Genesis chapter 8. And God remembered Noah, every living thing, and the livestock that was with him in the ark, and God sent a wind to blow over the earth, and the waters receded. The springs of the great deep and the windows of heaven were closed, and the rain that fell from the sky stopped, and the water continued to recede from the land. After 150 days, the water had diminished. On the 7th month, the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters continued to decrease until the 10th month. And on the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, the tops of the mountains could be seen. And at the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he released a raven, which flew back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. He also released a dove to see if the waters had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove found no place to rest its feet, and returned to him in the ark, because the water still covered the entire earth. He reached out his hand, took the dove, and brought it back into the ark. After waiting another 7 days, Noah released the dove once more. The dove returned that evening with an olive leaf in its beak which it had plucked, so Noah knew that the water had diminished from the ground. And he waited another 7 days to again release the dove, which did not return again. So, in Noah's 601st year, the first month, the first day of the month, the water had dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the ark's covering and saw dry ground. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the ground was dry. And God spoke to Noah, "Leave the ark, you, your wife, your sons, and your sons' wives. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you, wild animals, birds, livestock, every living thing that crawls on the earth, so that they may reproduce abundantly and be fruitful and increase in number on the earth." So Noah, his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives left the ark. Every wild animal, everything that moves on the earth, every bird, every living thing that crawls on the earth left the ark according to their species. And Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of each clean animal and clean bird and sacrificed burnt offerings on it. And the Lord smelled a sweet aroma and said in his heart, "I will never again curse the ground because of man, even though his heart thinks only of evil, even from childhood. Nor will I again kill every living thing as I have done. As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvesting, cold and heat, summer and winter, daytime and nighttime." Matthew chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will receive comfort. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are they whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Blessed are those who make peace, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are you when people insult and persecute you, when they tell all kinds of evil lies about you because of me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for the prophets before you were persecuted in the same way. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, can it be made salty again? From then on, it is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled on by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a candle and put it under a basket. Rather, they put it on a candlestick so that it may bring light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your own light shine before men, so they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to do away with the law or the prophets. I did not come to do away with, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the least stroke will in any way pass from the law until everything is accomplished. Whoever breaks one of the least commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches others to do the same will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that people said long ago, "You shall not kill. Whoever kills will be in danger of judgment." But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause will be in danger of the judgment. and whoever insults his brother will be in danger of being called before the council. But whoever says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. So, if you bring your gift to the altar, and then remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go and first be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle differences quickly with your adversary while you are still on your way, or he may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that people said long ago, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that whoever looks on a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, because it is better for you to lose one of your parts than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away, because it is better for you to lose one of your parts than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It has been said, whoever divorces his wife should give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife, except for cases of sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that people said long ago, "You shall not break a vow, but shall keep your vows to God." But I say to you, do not make any vows, not by heaven, because it is God's throne, and not by earth, because it is his footstool, not by Jerusalem, because it is the city of the great king. And do not even make a vow by your head, because you cannot turn even one hair white or black. Say only yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. If he slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him as well. And if someone sues you in court and your shirt is taken from you, give him your coat too. And if someone forces you to walk a mile, go too with him. Give to him who asks, and do not turn away him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say that you are to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This shows that you are the children of your Father in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. If you love those who love you, what reward will you have? Even the tax collectors do that. And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Even the heathens do that. You are to be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And that will complete the reading for today. Of course, this passage from Matthew is a portion of what is commonly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. How did you feel about the last thing that Jesus said, "You are to be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect"? If you're like me, it makes you realize that you are indeed poor in spirit, which is how he began the sermon. To be poor in spirit is to know that you are completely helpless without God. Oh my goodness, but there's an entire sermon in that realization, isn't there? Something to ponder for you today. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Audio Bible is copyright 2011 by Steve Webb. No copying or rebroadcasting is allowed without the express written permission of Steve Webb.